righty, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, so people still want to bitch about school taxes. That's fine by me, because believe me, once again today, before the show, there were some pretty fierce words flying around. Mike, well, this time at least it was in the kitchen. It wasn't outside. But, yeah, I received the dreaded school taxes today, $3,111.80. Didn't exactly make my whole day complete prior to going on the air. So if you want to tell us how much you get dinged for, for how much you get dinged, by all means, give us a call, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And let me add another topic into the mix that I might do more on next week. But where do you still see a dress code in effect? Do you dress up for anything anymore? Do you dress up for weddings, for funerals, for work? It seems that business casual has kind of taken over, or maybe even stretch pants have taken over. Now, the United States Senate has ditched its longstanding dress code for senators. The Majority Leader Chuck Schumer sent a directive that senators are free to dress however they choose, but others who are not senators are still going to be held to rigid standards. And I made the comment yesterday that you look at people flying in the 1950s and even in the 1960s, and it was a dress-up thing. Oh, you're getting on a plane, you want to dress up. Probably because you'd save on the funeral costs at the end. But the 50s and 60s, you take a picture, look at a picture of downtown Buffalo, civilians, citizens on the street, downtown Buffalo in the 1950s and 60s, and you're going to see a lot of dresses, you're going to see a lot of suits, going to see a lot of hats, fedoras, whatever. And then do the same thing today. And the general, how do I say this? The general dress code in America, is there even a dress code anymore? If you go to church, how do you dress for church? Jeans and a T-shirt? A suit? How do you dress when you go to a wedding? When a funeral? How do you dress? 803-0930. And does it bother you that people do not dress up more? And there are certain restaurants, I'm not going to name them, in Western New York where, let's just say, they highly recommend that you look like you belong there. It doesn't matter what you look like as far as your background, race, creed, color, but it does matter how you're dressed. And I'm just saying, you're going to get better service, you're going to get treated better, the better you dress. And as I mentioned to our caller yesterday, I think his name is Tom from Lackawanna, you know, I have three styles of dress. Number one is what I work in, which is a T-shirt and sweatpants. That's what I work in. Why? Because there's lots of sharp edges at the radio station, and I don't feel like wrecking a nice pair of trousers at work, because they're not going to reimburse me for it. So I basically sweatpants and a T-shirt. That's what I wear. If I'm going to a middle-of-the-road place, jeans and a nice shirt, maybe a Tommy Bahama shirt. It's not ripped. It's not sometimes a cut-off band shirt. Depends on the venue. If I go to Bobby J's, I wear a suit because I like Bobby J's a lot, and I like wearing a suit to Bobby J's to see people play in bands. Bobby J's just gives me the vibe. You know what? This is a place I really need to dress up for. If I'm going to the Creekview or Brightsmith, jeans and a decent shirt, I'm fine with that. Cowboy boots, because I like cowboy boots. Give me an extra 2 inches. The suit thing. So there's totally cash, which is right now working. There is not even corporate casual. I'm going to call it Western New York uniform. Jeans and a decent shirt. Sometimes not such a decent shirt. Again, depends on the venue. And I like to show off my guns, frankly, when I can. But they have to be worked on again because of the eye surgery. And I like wearing a suit. What can I say? Every gentleman should have a suit. And not only, I'll let you in a little secret. Not only do I like to wear a suit, I like to wear a suit with a really nice shirt, an Etone shirt. It's worth the money to me, more so than the taxes are. And a rather expensive tie, to be brutally honest with you, because to me, that's money well spent. And a nice pair of shoes. Got to have a nice pair of shoes, okay? like OJ, I like Bruno Mali. Problem is, they've changed their size at Bruno Mali. So I might have to switch brands, but I've got a pair of those that just look great after all these years. But again, it's I think you should dress for the occasion. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I do have a cream-colored suit that is a big pain because no matter what I do, I always manage to get a stain on it, and I keep my cleaning lady, Rishma, in business, removing stains from my cream-colored suit. Wish I should have rethought that one. All right, so two questions. School taxes, are they out of hand? Are they going to price you out of New York State? And have we become a nation of slobs, or is being casual a good thing? Now, Fetterman, the senator from Pennsylvania, he'll be the primary beneficiary in the Senate. He likes to wear hoodies, and he's not exactly a fashion plate. And you know what? That's fine. That doesn't bother me. I don't know why that doesn't bother me. It just doesn't bother me. I tend to be maybe a little bit of a softy when it comes to somebody who's had a severe issue as he's had. Whatever makes him happy, makes him happy. Okay, let's get to the calls. And Marty is in Cheektowaga. Marty, thank you for holding through my endless sermon. You're on WBEN.
Well, Tommy, thank you for finally taking my call. And I hope you, for some reason, I hope you've seen my email yesterday. But no, I'm in Cheektowaga. I got a ranch valued at, yeah, it's a 1,295 square foot. I moved in here 2010. I started off with 1,500 and change. Yesterday, my bill came in at 2,240. Never had a kid, never had a grandkid, of course, going to Cheektowaga. But I consider it a surcharge for leaving Cheektowaga. But every year it goes up. And I'm permanently partially disabled. So when my realtor said, oh, you got a little exemption here and there, blah, 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 but I missed the school tax by like $20. So the realtor lied to me, but I'm here. No big deal. But I was at, okay, this was pre-COVID. When I went to the meetings, I proposed that, hey, let's have a surcharge for all these pensions that my taxes pay for the people that leave the, go down south, Myrtle Beach, Florida, blah, blah, blah. And they asked me to leave because I was like, disrupting them. But yeah, it is what it is, man.
Well, I mean, that's in the contracts, though, with the state workers.
I know.
That they are exempt from New York State taxes.
Hey, I was a union worker my whole life, so, yeah, it's in the contract. And the place I worked at closed. Luckily, I was a Teamster worker. But, no, it is what it is. And the dress code's terrible.
Explain yourself.
Uncle Fester there in Pennsylvania, that's disgusting, totally disrespectful. I don't care what he has on his neck. That's just a shame. The whole society is changing, but it is what it is.
And, but would you feel the same way if Donald Trump showed up in a hoodie and sweatpants?
Yeah. I got enough class. I'm low income, but I got enough class. When I travel, when I fly, I'm always decent. I make sure I have my nice, comfortable slip-on shoes. I never wear a belt, so I'm a little aware of the game. But it is crazy. But no, I grew up in Riverside. I'm the progressive street gang guy. And I got out of Riverside. I'm in Cheektowaga, the Cheektowaga Central School District. And it's like, it's a shame that the things are changing the way they are. But
so what's going to happen to you? I mean, you said that you're partially disabled. Are you going to be chased out of New York State by the high cost of taxes?
No. I have no money to leave. I have a 40 and a 38-year-old children. I have two grandkids, and I'm pretty much, I'm here. Not that I'm stuck, but I stay here. I'm not married with my lady of 20 years. She has grandkids. So we're basically stuck right here in New York, but it is what it is. I make the best of it. But compared to Mite Street in Cheektowaga, a nice little small area, I never had a siren go down my street blasting in the middle of the night. I never had a tuner car going by rattling my windows with the super bass speakers. So I'm actually, I call it a surcharge for leaving Riverside. This is a beautiful, clean, nice area. So it is what it is.
But I'm sorry. Surcharge for leaving Riverside.
It is. Plain and simple, man.
I'm sorry.
I was there yesterday. I was in Riverside yesterday. I frequent the place, and like I said, I got friends, and it's like, man, but it is crazy. Everything's crazy, but
Well, I mean, if you'd just gone over to Black Rock, you'd be a Satanist. So there.
Right, man, right. But no, I was a river saint. The line was Austin, where the railroad tracks were for the old American Bond plant. When we were in Riverside, you know the old term, across the tracks, the other side of the tracks?
Yep.
Us Riversiders thought the Black Rockers were blah, blah, blah. But no, I grew up there, and it was a cool place up until the 80s I left. And it's funny, man. But no, it's a crazy place, and you know, the taxes are disgusting, of course.
Little All right, well, thank
ranch,
you.
I call it a cookie cutter. It's like you cut out ravioli lines. As a matter of fact, I was just at that macaroni company right on the corner of Austin, right down the street from your brother Billy's place. That was, what was it called? Larry ran it back then over on East in one of that area. But what a beautiful job they did restoring that place at the corner on Austin.
My brother lived next to the club on East Street. I think it was Hamilton if I'm not mistaken.
I know you mentioned he lived on that street I lived on, and if you'd read my email, I'm zeroed in.
No, you got him. You got my brother confused with somebody else. My brother never had a motorcycle.
Okay. All right.
But
okay.
I thank you. I thank you very much, Marty. I appreciate the call.
I got
to move on. I'm awfully sorry. Billy never had a motorcycle because Billy was an overly generous person. And what happened is he lost his driver's license and he let people borrow his car and they would park illegally. They would get tickets. They would rip them up. They would never tell my brother. Nice friends you guys were, and my brother ended up losing everything because he was such a nice guy, generous to a fault. I don't know. Any of those people are out there listening, shame on you. Here is Jennifer in Eden. Jennifer, you're calling about property tax, I'm sorry, school taxes, or you're calling about being a nation of slobs?
I'm calling about property taxes, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. I hope you mean school taxes.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's what I mean. Sorry.
Okay. It's all right.
Okay, so my bill, I got it this past week, and it was $3,700 for school taxes in Eden.
Oh, jeez.
And my husband lost his job. He worked at Republic Steel. And what could I do with that $3,700? I can do a lot. I could pay more other bills that we have, family household bills and stuff. And I'm just so upset at it. I vote no every year. And every year my taxes go up.
I know. And I mean, Jennifer, I mean, do you ever feel as though you're almost like a gerbil on a wheel? Just
yes.
You're just not making any forward progress.
Right. I know. And I say to my husband, we've got to move out of the state possibly. Can we go somewhere else? Because my kids, back in 2019, New York State kicked every kid that was not fully vaccinated out of the schools. And that included my kids. They're not fully vaccinated. So New York State kicked my kids out of school. They can't go to school. They didn't go to public school. They went to a Christian school. And my Christian school had to close. So I have to homeschool. Everyone has been forced to homeschool or move out if you're not fully vaccinated. So it's taxation without representation. I can't even get a bus ride.
Unfortunately, because of the demographics, or should I say demographics, of New York State, it's not going to change. I try to explain that to people. We are always going to be outvoted by New York City. Kathy Hochul, all she has to do is win big in New York City, and she can be governor for as long as she wants.
Yeah, it's just terrible. I feel bad because my people, I am a Native American. My people have been in this area for a really long time, longer than the white people. And I just feel like all this stuff is put upon me, you know? It's terrible. Anyway, thanks for taking my call, Tom.
All right, well, Jennifer, thank you very much. By the way, Jennifer, as a Native American, have you any thoughts on unbridled immigration into a country?
Oh, I am totally for the old school way of people coming in, but coming in the right way. I am for old school ways, but I am not for everyone is coming in willy-nilly.
Now, see, my grandson is actually a part Ojibwe, half Ojibwe, I believe, and that's Chippewa in the United States, Ojibwe in Ontario. But whenever anybody talks to me about unchecked immigration being a good thing, I always say, oh, yeah? Why don't you ask a Native American about that? How to work out for them? And I'm just saying, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. But, you know, some people only think of Native Americans when it advances their political or social agenda. But when it doesn't, suddenly they have amnesia when it comes to Native Americans. And again, if you think unchecked, unbridled immigration is good for the United States, didn't work out so well for the Cherokees or the Sioux or the Cheyenne, did it? Just saying. It's coming up on 526. Sometimes I make too much sense, I know. It's 526 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly. Right, we'll continue talking about this, and I will also take calls on, are you disgusted by the way people dress these days? Does anybody dress for anything anymore? Do you do it? 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And yes, for the record, as I do the show pretty much every day, sweatpants or shorts and a T-shirt, because ink goes everywhere, things get torn too easily, and I don't feel like getting a nice suit wrinkled sitting down for 4 hours. On News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, and suspenders, not belts. It's just the way to go. All right, welcome. It is Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. So, you've got your school tax bill, did you? How bad are they dinging you where you live? What kind of a spread do you have? How many acres? How many bedrooms? I got my school tax bill today and am poorer to the amount of $3,111. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Ed in Evans, you are on. Hello.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. The main reason the taxes are so high in Western New York and New York State is because of bureaucracy. There's, in the county of Erie, there's approximately 29 school districts. So that means 29 superintendents and all the bureaucracy that goes with it. For 3 years, I lived in the state of Virginia, Commonwealth of Virginia, or whatever it's called. And down there, you live in one place. You either live in the county or you live in the city. Not like here, where you can live in the village of Angola, the town of Evans, right, and the county of Erie. So down there, your property tax, for other than the school tax, is higher, and in Virginia it's lower because you just live in one place, the county. I lived in the county, and the school district in Virginia is one school district per county and one school district per city. So all the number of superintendents and staff and all that is gone. So that's one big reason I believe that the taxes are so high in Erie County and New York State in general.
Well, we talked about that a little bit earlier. We had a caller from Marco Island, Florida, who basically said that everything was consolidated. And, you know, here, for example, Cheektowaga, what, has four different school districts with, of course, different superintendents making a boatload of money, all their assistants, all their aides. So how would you feel, and be careful before you answer this because you might not like the results, how would you feel about a county-wide school system? One superintendent for all of the county.
I would love that if it was the county, and I would love that if it was separate from the city.
Why so?
Well, the city is a whole different, in my opinion, a different ball game of demographics and density of population, and that it's just the density of population primarily, and that's my difference. I think that that's it. In the suburbs and the rest of the county, there's less population of density. There's more, I think, more families that are families. It seems that in the city, the family, unfortunately, it shows up more in the city. It's probably all through the county that the idea of a family of a mother, father, and children has been lost.
Well, I don't know that that's exclusively an urban. I don't know that that's an exclusively urban thing at this point in our nation's evolution or devolution, as the case may be.
Right, I agree. I'm just saying it just seems to be more prevalent in the city.
Did you get your school tax bill yet?
Yes, I did.
How bad?
Well, it's 3% more than last year. It's 32.75, and I live in the Evans Branch School District, which they call it Lakeshore School District. But it's up 3% over last year, and like the previous caller, I always vote no on the budget, and I always vote no on all the propositions. And they always seem to build something. They say they recently, over the last 3 years, they built a two-story addition to the senior high school. And the town population is decreasing. The school population is also decreasing.
So why do they build it?
Well, they said so that they could put more, I think they said, high-tech stuff, computer stuff. And, of course, they said it didn't cost the taxpayers anything because it was funded by the state. And
Did anybody explain that the state doesn't have any money but the money it extracts from businesses, people, fees, and licenses?
Exactly. That was my point to them when anybody discussed it or allowed us. I says, oh, and then their answer to that is, well, if we don't take that state money, quote unquote state money, somebody else will. And it doesn't seem like it perpetuates the problem. If all the schools are ever, you know, if all the residents ever got together and could convince the school districts, well, if everybody stopped taking this stupid money, you know, even the state taxes would go down.
So,
just like Governor Hochul said, when she tried to have everybody have electric stoves, et cetera, everything electric, she said that she admitted that the cost to many people would increase. But don't worry, because we have money in the budget for those increases. Again, isn't that my money that you're spending?
Well, of course it is. Now, do you want to weigh in on our question about have we become a nation of slobs?
Well, the only thing I'd like to say about that is, yes, dress has been very, very casual. And the biggest peeve that I have that bothers me is guys wearing baseball caps at the table in a restaurant.
Wow.
It seems to me etiquette through the years was you took your hat off inside. But
you and Tony Soprano do not like, you know, hey, they took the bleachers out a couple of years ago. Take the hat off. Yeah, it didn't work out too well for the guy trying to resist the massive Tony Soprano.
Right.
Okay, so when you go to a wedding, you put on a suit. Is that what we're talking about here?
Yes, I usually wear a suit or a sport coat and tie. And in weddings, people always seem to be pretty much dressed up. as far as I've seen at weddings.
Very, very interesting. So anyway, I thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Good to hear from you. Talking about your school tax bill. That seems to be the predominant subject of interest today. I got mine before showtime. Didn't exactly put me in the best of mood. $3,111. Thank you very much, Williamsville Schools. That ruled that, you know, basically knocked out some things that I was going to do because it was already claimed by the tax man. And, you know, what sucks, you get to a certain point in life, right? And let's say your house is totally paid for. You still get these. You still have to pay the taxes. It's not folded into the mortgage anymore. Now you see what it really costs to live where you choose to live, and oh my goodness, can it bite you in the buttocks. But kind of curious how badly you have been dinged with your school taxes and where you live, and do you see a point where the taxes and the cost of living in New York State and the electrification of New York State are going to chase you out of New York State? And quite frankly, I do. I don't think, I do not believe that New York State is going to be livable by the year 2030 for people like me. I just don't think it's going to be a livable place, to be brutally honest with you. It's not just a question of the taxes. It's not just a question of the weather. It's a question of this every little thing that they can do to make our lives miserable. It's going to cost you so much money to put in all of these electrical appliances and this whole electrification of the automobile industry. I can't even begin to tell you how much I despise that idea. And I think I'm going to hold on to whatever gas-burning car I can for as long as I possibly can. But do you ever get the feeling that eventually what they're going to do after a certain number of years is they're going to force... Or they will either tax out of existence or legally force out of existence every gas station, what we now call a gas station, and you won't even be able to run a fossil-fueled car, at least in New York State, possibly across the country, depending on whether another election can get stolen. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. By the way, if mail-in balloting is such a fair idea for everybody, how come one party has been at the forefront of pushing it more so than another party? Do you think there might be a political objective here? Do you think there might be some research done on how is this going to benefit the Democrats? How is it going to benefit the Republicans? And do you think there's a reason why certain people in a certain party have pushed through the mail-in voting? And unfortunately, the Republicans, they're definitely slow. I mean, they cannot adapt. They don't understand the new rules. They're never going to understand the new rules. And I think a lot of people are going to be really disappointed in 2024. I think a lot of people are going to be disappointed in 2023 as well. But that's just my opinion. But I really am worried that New York State, for a lot of people, is going to become an unlivable place. You're not going to be able to afford it. The conveniences that we take for granted will slowly be done away with. And I wonder to some extent to what degree this has to do with the Great Reset. Basically, you will own nothing and be happy. Of course, if we own nothing, how are they going to get tax money out of nothing? That's what I'm trying to figure out. But I'm sure they've got a way to figure that out. Smarter people than I. 803-0930. How bad did you get dinged for your school tax bill? Mine, $3,100 and some change. And trying to figure out whether it's really worth it. And then we had a caller from Tennessee, Oneida, Tennessee, earlier. Sounds like she has a nice place in Tennessee, and she and her husband pay total school taxes, county taxes, property taxes, $860 a year in Tennessee. $860. Now, it is outside of Nashville. It is an hour outside. I'm sorry, not Knoxville, Nashville, but Knoxville. But, you know, yes, you save money on the taxes, but it depends on the way you want to live your life. I mean, if you're somebody who wants to be where the action is, where the entertainment is, it's a different kettle of fish. And if you're somebody who's content to basically stay home all the time, which I very rarely do. Here's Holly in Springville on WBEN. Holly, did you get your tax bill yet, your school taxes?
Yeah, I got it a couple weeks ago, actually. So I've been mulling it over and not looking forward to paying it at all.
And would you care to tell us the amount of your school taxes in Springville?
Well, it's actually the town of Sardinia. I'm about 5 minutes from the village of Springville, so I do fall in the Springville School District, where I went to school and graduated. And my son and my mother and my grandmother all went there. So it's a good school district. I support it, but my taxes are just under $8,000 for school.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you just say just under $8,000?
Just under
$8,000. Okay. Now, tell us about your house. What kind of a stately Wayne Manor place do you live in?
Well, I do have a very nice home. It is a log cabin, and it is on 99 acres.
Oh.
As I was telling your call screener, my husband is an outdoorsman, and we saved up a lot, to worked hard, and we needed a huntable property. And looked all over, you know, the area, and looked at smaller properties as far as acreage. But this particular house had the 99 acres, and it fit his needs for, you know, being able to, you know, hunt and provide food for us in our freezer, which we harvest and eat all he hunts. And, you know, when we moved out there, we were told, you know, town of Sardinia actually is very reasonable county taxes. So that part is fine. I mean, it's still not cheap, but we paid a reasonable county tax. But then the school tax bill came, and I was just in shock that, you know, non-farmable land, you know, just because you have the acreage to hunt and provide for your family, that you get, you know, that's a monstrosity of a school tax bill.
You know, I've always wanted, you know, a lot of acres in the country, but the way you guys are calling in with multiple acres, it sounds to me like about the last thing I want, at least here in New York State. Almost like I'd rather have swampland teeming with alligators in Florida.
Be careful what you wish for. That's all I got to say, at least while you're living in New York State, because it is a shock every year when it comes. And, you know, we don't have it added into the mortgage, so we do pay it directly. And I go down to, you know, the Springville tax office and, you know, put my check out there. But
it
doesn't
large,
make it easy.
Eight large is a big sum of money to come up with all at once. Do you save during the year? Do you budget for it?
Yeah, we sure do. We work really hard. I have my own business. My husband's a foreman at a very good construction company in the area. He's worked there for many years. We just work really hard. We do have a couple rental properties that we manage, so that we, you know, created on our own. So,
oh, good for
you know, we do okay. But, you know, we're definitely the middle class, and it just blows my mind that a tax bill, you know, can be that high for school tax.
I hear you. Holly, thank you so much. I appreciate the call. Have yourself a good weekend. Thanks to everybody for all the calls today. So we had a chance to commiserate. We had a chance to commiserate with each other about the school tax bills going out. And yeah. Tennessee, baby. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Stand by. Tom Puckett is coming up with Buffalo's Evening News, 6 until 7. And I will look for you Monday from 2 until 6, following David Bellavia, right here on News Radio 930 WBEN.